What was the question?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to you. I kind of tune you out.
As white people, we're the New York Yankees of race. Because we're hated by everybody,
right,
but yet everybody wants to be in our team.
Right. And then minorities get away with race, especially in the world of comedy, because out of white guilt and pressure from society, whites are supposed to laugh at sort of that reverse racism, you know, like you hear black comedians do, like that black guy voice that's all smooth. Hey, yeah, baby, come on. And then do the white guy voice. Hey there, Mr. Buddy Boy. It's like everybody's a complete nerd. And if I did that, it'd be racist. If I said Obama goes to the UN, what's up, UN? Like, I'd be considered a bad guy, right? But, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't want race to be not part of the conversation and then introduce it when it's convenient for you if you're a minority or you're African American.
But it's not just Clyburn, who actually came up in the 60s and obviously it was fighting for civil rights, bathrooms and water fountains and buses.
Right.
I think that's totally different.
Right.
But for example, what's more racist, perhaps, for those who are in this secret code, which I never was briefed in, than this?
So as the president's 7 years up here with the governor, we're not going anywhere, Gov. We're not going anywhere. And you got a homeboy in the deal who gets it.
I was waiting for him to pull a Glock out after he said that and just start shooting in the air.
A homeboy.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, look, I mean, when people sort of want to make race an issue for their own agenda, that is a form of racism, in my opinion, right?
Look,
if lazy is code for black, then based on my father's treatment of me, I am the blackest man in America. You can't get blacker than me.
And right, and what about incompetent? No race has the market corner on incompetent. Sarah Palin, I believe people were calling her incompetent, was one of the nice adjectives.
Right, exactly. You know, and to put that moniker on an administration that's led by a black man, I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand what the discourse gets you either. Like, if you're Clyburn and you're saying that, what does that gain you? Look, I mean, if we live in a society where the other side, in this case the Republicans, can't challenge a nominee and have the Democrats not respond, that's an issue of race, then the whole thing blows up. And it stops becoming America and free speech and starts becoming China or, you know, Libya or whatever it might be.
I just want to tell you, it's not just Clyburn either. And by the way, Paul Mercurio is going to be from the 29th to the 2nd, which it's upon us now, in Toledo at the Funny Bone, on the 6th to the 9th in Washington at the Improv, and on the 12th to the 16th in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. And I just want to show you that I'm just waiting out to the end of the segment to give you a promo.
Appreciate
you could
that.
Leave now, and that's how secure I am in our relationship, that you won't. Here is Congresswoman.
I'm gone.
Congresswoman Marcia Fudge.
They have never called a male unqualified, not bright, not trustworthy. I don't recall it ever happening. They didn't even say that about General Petraeus, who they all up in arms about. So there is a clear, in my opinion, a clear sexism and racism that goes with these comments that are being made by, unfortunately, Senator McCain and others.
Well, this one of those others.
I strongly stand by that statement.
One of the others joined me a short time ago, Paul, as your warm-up act. Senator Lindsey Graham heard this. He's included in it, and here's his response. Indicating that she's not worthy of being Secretary of State because she went with these talking points on 5 national shows, you're racist and sexist? I mean, what is your reaction to that?
Well, if you can't answer the question, you attack the questioner. I guess she missed the fact that I asked for Clapper to resign last March. I didn't trust his handling of our national security. Last March, when asked about the London bombing, he said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And he voluntarily said that the Muslim Brotherhood was pretty much a secular organization. So I called for him to resign because I didn't trust him and didn't think he was confidently on top of our national security. I asked for Brennan, the counterterrorism chief, to resign when he said that a 20% recidivism rate coming out of Gitmo was acceptable. My criticism has been about failed foreign policy.
Do you need another example? Those two white guys.
Exactly.
No one said, why are you picking on old white guys?
Well, you know, again, I think it goes back to what I was saying. I do think that there's a different standard in what I call reverse discrimination.
But we're supposed
to
be in a post-racial society. We have an African-American president.
Wake up! You don't think people are racist in their car, the things that they yell at other people who cut them off? I mean, look, I see an Asian, I think, sneaky. They refuse to use our forks. Let's be honest. I mean, I know that's uncomfortable, but somebody has to say it. At least your crew is laughing because they're all white. Right. They feel safe in the booth over there.
I just got to tell you, they're not even listening to the show in there.
But here's the thing. I mean, look, I'm the first to admit, okay, a woman's place is in the kitchen. But hey, who am I to say? I could be wrong. No. you had a look on your face. Like,
I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies.
Yeah, exactly. but how, you know, Hillary Clinton, fine job as Secretary of State. Okay, I know she's a Democrat. It's tough to admit that. But, you know, there are plenty of women who've had very significant roles who've done well. And what upsets me is you lose credibility on the argument if you're going, exactly as Senator Graham said, if you're going after the messenger instead of the message and not doing it in a substantive way. I mean, I don't know what that accomplishes. If you don't like the blowback on your nominee, come back with something substantive. You know, it's like picking on Christie and blaming Christie for Romney's for Romney losing. Like, you know, look, I mean, look, there was a little bit of hypocrisy there, right? I mean, Christie was sort of like, you know,
killing him for a year.
Well, he killed, you know, just like just destroyed him, like, and then just suddenly like turns to him when he needs something. He reminded me, he treated him the way third world nations treat the U.S. They crap all over us, and then when they need aid, they're nice to us.
He's
Christie is like Pakistan in fleece. That's what he is, right? He's like he is the country of Pakistan in fleece, right?
Well, that's true, because he never takes it off.
He never takes it off.